This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph. We're in the Sugya of Mila. And actually, today we're going to have an amazing Gemara about Talmud Torah. We're on the second line on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Shim Gamliel Oimer. Rav Shim Gamliel said, see, until now we said in the Mishnah that Gedoy Lamila, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was a great tzaddik, nevertheless Hashem did not countenance him. Hashem did not have patience when he delayed the Mila. And Moshe Rabbeinu's life was threatened. Says Gemara, no. Rishon Gamliel, Omer Loi LeMoshe Rabbeinu Bikesh Satan L'Harig. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu that the Satan wanted to kill, Ela L'Oisai Tinoik. He wanted to kill the baby. Shenemar ki chasan damim atali. You are a chasan, a groom of blood to me. Not Moshe, the baby. Tsei re'e, go out and see me kari chasan. Who's called a chasan? Havi omer zehatinak, that's the baby. The baby is called the chasan, the rachanimal. Says Iran, havi omer zehatinak shenasa chasan aide bris. He's like inaugurated through the bris. Okay, Darash Rabbi Yehuda bar Bizna. Rabbi Yehuda bar Bizna darshan. B'sha shenisra shel Moshe Rabbeinu min Amila. When Moshe Rabbeinu was slackened off from the Mila, bo af v'chema ubaluhu. Af and chema came and swallowed him. V'leishayru mimenu el aragav. They only left his feet. Now look in the Ran. V'leishayru mimenu el aragav makam hamila. The makam hamila is referred to as the feet. Like it says, v'loy asa raglav, he didn't urinate. So we see it's the makam mila called the feet. You know, I was thinking something very interesting today. Naomi tells Rus, she says, you're going to go down to the threshing floor. V'tagal margeloisav v'shachavt, uncover his feet and lie down. So the Ma'avon learns, no, his feet. Uncover his feet. Why the feet? She's being meramis to him that you need to do yibam, otherwise you're like not giving a foot to your brother, namely the shoe, connecting to chalitza. But based on this Ran, maybe it's a more explicit reference. In other words, the Ran says sometimes in Tanakh, raglav, in other words, basically she's telling him, do yibam, you know? But maybe that would be, I didn't look in the Mefarshim if anybody interprets the word raglav that way there, but the Ran says that raglav refers to the makam mila. Fine. The Gemara says, so afen chema came and swallowed Moshe, v'lay shayr mimenu arat raglav, it only left his feet. So what happened? Miyadami livatikach tzipayra tsar, tzipayra took a stone, v'tichroises arla spina, she cut off the arla of her son. What happened? Miyad immediately, vayiraf mimena, the afen chema released. Ba'isa sha bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu l'hargan. At that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to kill them. Shenemar heref me'af. Hashem said, leave go of anger. Ve'azoiv chema, abandon chema. Abandon chema. V'yeshoimim, some say, l'chema haragai, that he killed chema. Shenemar, like it says, chema inli. I have no chema. Chema inli. I have no chema. So two things. Heref me'af va'azoiv chema. Heref me'af, leave go of af and forsake chema. And that means Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to kill them. V'yeshoimim, again, l'chema haragai, he did kill Shenemar, chema inli. There's no more chema. The pasuk says ki agarti mineha af achema. I was afraid of af and chema. How could you say that Moshe Rabbeinu killed chema, but Moshe Rabbeinu afterwards in Sefer Devarim says he was afraid of af and chema? Says Gemara trei chema hava. There are two malachim called chema. One he killed and one he was still afraid of. Ibaisema gunda de chema, the army of chema, meaning he killed chema, but Chema still has an army that he was afraid of. Says the Ran. Shenemer Heref Me'af Azav Chema Kolemer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Amar Loi. God said to Moshe Sheyazveim that he should forsake them. Alma Roitza Haya Lahargim. So we see that Moshe wanted to harm them, wanted to kill them. I guess you could still ask, how do you know he wanted to kill them? Maybe he wanted to harm them. But what would the point of that be? Shenemer Chema Einli Alma Nerag Gunda Dechema Chel Shachema. Fine. The Gemara continues. Tanya. Learned in a brisa, Rabbi Omer, Gadoy la mila mila is great. She'in l'chamish and asasek b'mitzvos ka'avram avino. There was no one who engaged in the performance of doing mitzvahs like Avram. V'lei nikra tamim ela al she mila, but he was not called whole, complete, only because of the mila. Shenemar hishalech lefanai, walk before me v'heyei samim, and be complete. Uchsiv, and it says in that context, v'etna brisi b'ni uveinech, I will make my bris, my covenant between me and you. So we see the bris mila makes someone whole. Davar acher gedoyla mila, mila is great. Sheshgula keneged kol ha-mitzvah shebetorah. It's the equivalent of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Shenemar ki al pi hadvar me'ila, through these words, karati bris. So through the whole Torah, Hashem made a covenant. So this shows that mila is great. It's equal to the whole Torah. The Eilul Ephraim in his drasha, so maybe we'll talk about it in the Eon Shir. Tomorrow we'll have a short Eon Shir. Mentions the idea that through Mila, Mila of the foreskin opens up the covering of the heart. So it helps us understand Torah. So the reason why Mila is equal to all 613 is because it enables Talmud Torah, which is equal to all 613 mitzvahs. Davar acher, gedoy la Mila, Mila is great, shomali Mila, loynis kaimu, shamayim v'aretz. Then heaven and earth would not be fulfilled. By the way, just pointing out, that's different than what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Shel molehi loy bara hakadosh baruch hu soylamai." The Mishnah said Hashem would not have created the world. Here we're learning the world could not exist. Shenemar im loy brisi, if not for bris, then yoimam v'layla, day and night, chukei shemayim v'ares, and heaven and earth loy samti. Upliga de Rabbi Elazar. This argues in Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Gedoy la Torah. Torah is great. Shel molei Torah, if not for Torah, le'neskaimu shamayim v'aretz, the world would not be sustained. Shenemar, im loy brisi yoimam v'layla, if not for the covenant of higisoy bo yoimam v'layla, chukei shamayim v'aretz, loy samti. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, b'shah sh'amar loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham Avinu, at the time Hashem said to Avraham, hishalech lefanei ve'yei tamim, walk before me and be complete. Amar, Avraham said, Shema yesh bi davar meguna. Maybe there's something disgusting in me that Hashem is saying that I'm incomplete. Kivan sha'amar lai, but when Hashem said, Ve'etna brisi beini ve'necha, I will place my covenant between me and you, niskara daitai, he was calmed down. That it wasn't something lacking, it was just Hashem was giving him a mitzvah. Says the Ran, Ki al pi advar ma'ila karati et chabris, kalay mar bris mila, meaning bris mila, sheshkula kachal advarim, that it's equal to all things in the world, the hainu kal ha-mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Vayoytse oysay hachutza. Now, we were speaking about Avraham Avinu, so now the Gemara Darshan's Apostle, Hashem told Avraham, he took him outside, Amar lefanav, Hashem, Avraham said to Hashem, Ribonish Shalom, Histakalti Mazel Shali, I saw my sign of astrology, Ve'inli Ela Ben Echad. And it says I'm only going to have one kid, meaning I already have Yishma, I'm not having anyone else. Amar Loi, Hashem said, no, Tsei Me, it's Tagnino Shalcha, leave your astrological sign, Ein Mazel Li Yisrael. Yisrael does not have Mazel. Which Tosfos in Moed Katan says that doesn't mean ein mazel, we are affected by mazel. It means with the zuchus gedoyla you could overcome it. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol hamasmim atzmai, anyone who acts wholesome, basically does not, to act a tamim means not to try to divine and figure out the future. Like Rashi says, tamim tia im Hashem lekecha, al tachgar es ho'asidois. Don't investigate the future. So anyone who's wholesome with Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu masmim imai, Hashem is wholesome with him and protects him. Shenemar, im chasid tis chasad. With the righteous, you act righteous. Im gibar tamim, with someone who's strong in wholesomeness, titamam, you act wholesome. Amar Avoshia, Kol hamasmim atzmai, anyone who acts in a wholesome way, sha'oi medesai, will be successful. Shenemar, hisalich lefanai vehyesamim, walk before me and be wholesome. Uchsim, and it says, v'hayisa la'av hamoin goyim, you should be a father of many nations. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, kol hamanachesh, anyone who wants to, basically, anyone who is trying to investigate the future, loy nochash, he will have harm. Meaning, loy nochash, evil will be his. We're darshing the pasuk as if it says, shenemar ki loy nachash b'Yaakov. To him, there is evil in Israel, in among Yaakov. Meaning, we're saying, those who dabble in figuring out the future will be harmed by these processes and these types of tumah. Let's see the Ran. Say may it stagnina shecha mi mishpat chachmas mazala shecha, from the judgment of the wisdom of your mazalos. V'hainu d'chsev, this is what it means. V'ayotze oisai achutz, and he took him out. Sha'oi medesloi, the hour will stand for him. Sha'oila legedula, that he will rise in greatness. Kal hamanachesh loy nachash, anyone who gets involved in forecasting the future, he'll have evil. Sha'anachoshim haksamim, the diviners, the sorcerers, roidfin acharav, they will run after you. Shen meaning shenizik b'chol davar, you'll be harmed by everything. Kadamrina meperek avri psachim, man de kapid kapdinon lei. Someone who is worried about these types of tuma, he has what to be worried about. Shenemar ki loy nachash, like it says ki loy nachash v'goymer. Okay, the Gemara continues. The Gemara asks, "I v'haba lamed aleph k'siv," but it's spelled lamed aleph. Lamed aleph means that loy nachash, he won't have divination. So we're reading it as if it said loy with a vav, but it doesn't say loy with a vav. It says loy mit an aleph. So it should be understood he won't have issues. So the Gemara says, "No, el misha mida k'negin mida." It doesn't mean we darshan it from the lamed vav. It's mida k'neged mida. It's logical that someone who, so to speak, shows importance to divination and that they have power. Oh, you believe they have power? So then, mida k'neged mida, they'll have power over you. Someone who's not goyres it, so it has no meaning. He has nothing to worry about. Says the Ran. No Ran. Tani Ava Breder of Zerah. Ava, the son of Zerah, taught, kol adam sheinu menachesh, any person who doesn't get involved in divination, machnisin oisa b'mechitza, they put him in a partition. Shafil malachi asharis eni chayim likanes b'sacha, even the angels cannot enter. Shenemar ki loy nachash b'Yaakov, there will be no divination in Yaakov. Loy kesem b'Yisrael, there will be no sorcery in Israel. B'goymer, what does that mean? I think we have to see the end of the pasuk that the Gemara should have brought, Ka'is ye omar li Yaakov ma pa'al kel, that the angels will say, where are they? The angels are going to ask, where are they? Where do they go? Ka'is ye omar li Yaakov ma pa'al kel. Okay, says the Ran, Ka'is ye omar li Yaakov li Yisrael ma pa'al kel, shemalachi hashores yishalu li Yisrael. The angels will ask, ma pa'al kel? What did God do? Lefisha mitoich she'inon menachshin, because the Jews do not divine, machnisin oisan, they bring them in lemechitza, she'ein malachi asher sichon likanis, that the angels cannot enter. V'nira be'inai, it seems in my eyes, says the Ran, dehachinami mida k'negin mida, this is measure for measure. Shemitoich she'ino hoylech likras nechashim, since the person doesn't go to the diviners, leda asidus, to know the future, ela boitech b'kadosh baruch hu, but rather trust in Hashem, mishem hachi ha-kadosh baruch hu, megal eloi rozei oilam, God will reveal to you the secrets of the world, she'inam guluyim l'malachi ha-shares, that the reward for not going to these false mystics is that Hashem will tell you secrets that even the angels don't know. Okay. The Gemara says further, Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mibnei ma nenash Avram Avinu. Why was Avram Avinu punished? V'neshtabdu banav l'mitzrayim. And his children were subjugated to Egypt, Masayim ve'esar shanim, for 210 years. Mibnei sha'asa angarya b'tamid chachamim. Because he made a... He drafted Torah scholars into the army. He drafted Bnei Yeshiva into the army, so we were punished that we had to go to Mitzrayim for 430 years. Shenemar, Vayorek Eschanichav, and he commissioned his trained students, Yelidei Beisai. Let's look in the Ran. He took them to war. He armed his soldiers. No, yeshiva students should not be drafted in the army. And if they are, there's a very severe punishment. Now, there is another way to learn this Gemara, that if Avram Avinu is taking yeshiva students, then he felt, obviously he had bitachon in Hashem, because these are not the most trained people in the world. So if he had bitachon, then what did he need them for at all? But the simple reading of the Gemara is that since they were dedicated for learning, they should not have been taken to the army. Okay. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says, Mipnei shehifriz amidoysev shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He questioned the ways of Hashem. Shenemar b'mao eida ki ira shana. He said, how will I know that my children will inherit Eretz Yisrael? Says Rashi, shehifriz al midoysev, shehirba leharher al midoysev shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He increasingly questioned the midos of Hashem. Hifriz means viter v'hifker. He made light Hashem's words. Hashem promised that Klal Yisrael will get Eretz Yisrael. Why does Avram Avinu need such an assurance? It's as if he didn't treat it with the proper respect. He separated people from entering under the wings of the Shechina. Shenemar, like the Melech Sadoim said, Ten li hanefesh. I'll take the souls, the Melech Sadoim said. You take the money. And Avram Avinu said, no, I don't want anything. But he should have said, I want the souls, so that Avram Avinu could be machnas them tachas kanfei Hashchina. Says the Ran, Shenemar ten li hanefesh, v'Avram Avinu nitnaim loy, Avram gave it to him, v'ilu ikvan la'atzma, if Avram would have kept them, haya machnis them tachas kanfei Hashchina. So here it is, Avram Avinu is the biggest mekarev in the history of the world, but because he could have been Makariv more, he could have made more people believe in Hashem. We were punished with 430 years. Okay, the Gemara continues. Rav Amar Shehoirikon Betoira. Rav says he emptied them in Toira. Rashi, Adaran, Hoirikon Betoira, Zirzon Betoira. In other words, the Rav learns, he energized them in Torah. He trained them in Torah. Lashon acher hoirikon min haTorah. He emptied them from Torah. Milashon v'habar reik. The lashon of the pit was empty. Sha'asa behen angaria. Okay. Hoirikon b'zahav. Kedachsiv. That's Ushmol Amar shahoirikon b'zahav. What does it mean, hoirikon b'zahav? Kedachsiv. Beyirakrak charatz, dahinu zahav, gold. Kolomer shenasan lahem zahav harbi, gave them a lot of gold, kadei sheyelchu, so that they should go. Shmoina asar ushloish meyos. He took 318 men. Amrav Ami, Bar Abba, Eliezer keneged kulam. He took Eliezer and 318 men, meaning Eliezer was equal to the 318. Ikad Amri, no, all he took was Eliezer. Eliezer is Gematria 318. The Amri Eliezer who the Chushman Ahachi Havi. That's the Gematria of Eliezer. And then one more, V'Amar Rav Ami, another Gematria, Bar Abba, then Gimel Shanim Hikar Avram Esbayre. Avram recognized God at 3 years old. Shenemar, Ekev asher shama Avraham mekoili, since Avraham listened to my voice, chushbenei mea v'shivin v'trein. The cheshbon is 172. Avraham Avinu lived 175 years. Ekev asher shama Avraham mekoili, and he listened to Hashem 172 years. Says the Ran, shenemar ekev asher shama, kaminyan ekev, shama Avram listened 8 years. Avram chaya kuf ayin. Hey, he lived 175. Nimsa sheben shaloi shikers bayrai. He was 3 when he recognized Hashem. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. We'll try to convene. There's a very short amud, the last amud of the parak, Matzah Yamtif. Okay? Have a beautiful Yamtif, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Good Yamtif. You should be zoicha to all the great brachas of Kabbal Satayra. Shkayach.
Thanks so much.
Good vach. Good night, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.